Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If you think that I'm going to masturbate after this, you're right.
Whatever you're into. So I put that picture up of Rosie O'Donnell / Axl Rose. It's an old photo. I saw it again yesterday, and I realized I had to share it since I can't unsee it again for a couple of days. So I want to bring everybody, people in my hell. And I put it on Facebook, and somebody put a little GIF up there. I never saw the guy. Is that the guy masturbating at that game, Petey? Who was the guy that masturbated somewhere and they caught him?
Bobby Beathard?
Yeah, at the Charger game.
Charger game, yeah.
Is that the GIF of him?
I don't know. I didn't see. What was it on Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook, the Rosie O'Donnell, Axl Rose thing. Look past the dumbass that took it politically for some reason.
Are you just trying to get me to look at that photo again?
Well, yeah, the photo's horrible.
A ruse?
But there's a GIF of a guy taking care of himself, hardcore.
He's standing up.
No, that's a different.
Who's that?
I don't know. That's a guy ringing a bell.
Oh, it just looks like he's masturbating. Because I'm thinking, if that's the guy.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, he's just going to rip that bear off.
Yeah,
man.
You see what you want to see in that.
I know.
No, then they're like, oh, was he ringing a bell?
It's a giant bell. He's
but he's behind it, so it looks like he's really, really going to town.
Furiously.
Okay, see, I never saw the Charger guy for some reason.
No, that video was cell phone video from like right
above,
up in the stands.
That's
above
right.
Him.
That's right.
And he was standing right in front of the cheerleaders.
That's right.
And
well,
he just had his hands down his pants.
Well, you would.
He needed a little visual stimulation, obviously.
Well, you can masturbate the Tan Line Tuesday if you want. It's on Twitter right now at TNT Radio Empire. Don't do it in public.
I need him to move for me a little bit. I need some animation.
Yeah, I know you need a lot.
Today is also National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
It's also National Ice Cream Day. Isn't that the same thing? Just put some fudge on that bear.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Ice Cream Day was a couple Saturdays ago.
Did you say today?
It was like Ice Cream Month.
Man. Oh.
Is it Ice Cream Month?
Yeah.
Oh, you said the other couple days ago.
Yeah, it's Ice Cream Month.
I can't keep your days or months straight.
It's like
there's something different every day.
Some people will say that.
Yeah. Seems there is.
Snopes.com is holding a fundraiser. They say the campaign is meant to keep it afloat. They claim a business partner is withholding advertising revenue.
What, because you're telling the truth?
No, a business partner.
I know, but who?
It's just an infighting, it sounds
like. Okay, got it.
Co-founder Dave Mickelson says that Snopes has been cut off from its source of advertising income. And they're being held hostage by their partner, Proper Media.
God, we need Snopes, man.
Snopes is looking to raise $500,000. They already got over $200,000 in the first day the campaign.
Now you need it.
Oh, we definitely need it.
Yeah. Somebody needs to call BS out there.
You're right. Because nobody else is.
Right. And we can't spend the entire day doing it because it just gets exhausting.
Exactly.
Right. We should have someone else spend the entire day doing
well,
that.
Well, yeah, they're getting paid for it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hundreds of previously unreleased CIA and FBI documents related.
Somebody yesterday on Facebook, and it's a person I know from back east, and it was just like they shared Chester Bennington murdered. And it said, Said, and somebody right away said, it's a fake site. Stop it. God. But people just don't even look anymore. And that wasn't even a political thing. It was just Chester Bennington murdered. Somebody said, oh my God, check this out. And then the first post was, no, it's crap, but thanks for sharing.
Well, it's kind of crazy how having all the information in the world right at your fingertips has made you have to think about it more. You have to be more discerning of what you're reading and whether or not it's true.
Well, you know, that's because we have all the misinformation in the world as well.
Yeah.
When I see...
That comes with it.
Because I'm on Facebook. I'm on my phone a lot when it comes to Twitter. And if I'm just glance down for a second and see somebody died, I still check. Even from a legitimate Twitter source, if it says, like, say USA Today says so-and-so died, I'll go check. I'll type in that guy's name, and there'll be eight or nine sources saying, yes, he died. And then I retweet it.
Yeah.
But that's just... And I knew that was right, but... Legitimate stories like, not legitimate, like Chester Bennington murdered. Tweet it.
Yeah.
Facebook it. Oh, my God. Do you believe this? No. Yeah.
Well, you have to believe that that same person did not read the article.
Or didn't.
They saw the headlines.
Right.
Done.
But then it just makes everybody dumb because look what's happening.
Well, I've got
you
got
to be the first to tell everyone.
That's true.
Yeah. My initial reaction.
And who's got
now,
time to read an entire paragraph?
Or just check into the source.
You don't have time for that.
No.
Yeah, especially with celebrity deaths, my initial reaction is no.
Right away it's no.
Because like when Chester Bennington died, my wife texted me and I went, "Where'd you read that?"
Yeah, but he wasn't famous enough for me to think it wasn't him. I've seen famous people die and somebody always write, "Yeah, he died 3 years ago," which he did. I love those people. They retweet stuff. "Oh my God, I can't believe I missed him. I love that guy." Yeah, and somebody goes, "Yeah, he died 5 years ago."
But it's just, you know, you just
that's my favorite one.
I'm initially skeptical on almost everything until I find corroborating sources.
Right. You should be.
I had that happen recently. One of my Deadpool friends.
Yeah.
One of our mutual friends said, sent out the text to our Deadpool friends, so-and-so dead. And so I looked up the name. I don't recognize that name.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up the name, and it was a character actor that I recognized who had died in 1996.
21 years ago.
Yes.
And this person just tweeted
out. You know
out.
Him. And no, it wasn't a tweet. It was a text.
Dumbass.
And so I texted back in 1996, and then he said, "Oh, wait, wrong name," and he switched up the name, and then it was someone who had actually died recently with the same first name, but still.
Now, we correct it, but people will read that. There's somebody walking around right now. "Hey, I saw Chester Bennington killed him, was murdered. Did you hear that?" "Yeah, I heard that, saw it on Facebook." Blah, blah, blah. And then bang.
Yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't be surprised.
it's like when you're at a party or anywhere in vocal shot of somebody else and you hear them talking and you know they're wrong.
Yeah.
And you can't go over.
Yeah.
I'm about to hear that about six times from my sisters this weekend. I know you guys hear it all the time.
We don't talk much.
Yeah.
But that's how my sisters are, especially when it comes to pulp culture. I'll hear them in the corner talking about something. I'll go, "Oh my God, that's so wrong." But I can't get in that conversation.
It is worth it not to get in the conversation.
It's worth it not to. I just let it go. And then there's always somebody stepping in. "Did you hear that too?" "Yeah." I'm thinking, "Oh no, my God, that's wrong too." That's the hazard of our gig, though. You know, we pay attention to too much crap.
There's that. Do you,
Aaron, at the email? We've been pointing this out for quite a long time. So it's not my quote, but someone on Reddit put it best when they said, "The internet has robbed me of my ability to identify satire."
Oh, you can't. You can't do jokes on the internet. Get the right ha. You get the right ha on text to buddies.
I mean, sometimes. I feel badly for, they still pull it off, but I feel badly for outlets like The Onion, where they really have to go off the deep end. Otherwise, it looks like it's true.
Well, The Onion is actually starting to do little quirky sayings and it makes you think.
Yeah.
As opposed to being fake stories. You're right. The fake story is going away because people believe them.
Because, you know, they used to put stuff up like, Sarah Palin said this stupid thing.
And she did.
Well, in fact, she didn't.
I know.
But it looked like something that, she's certainly capable of saying something stupid like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the line between reality and satire is just so blurred now.
Wonder why that is.
And when Onion does long-form stories, like I read one the other day, it was kind of amused me. A guy sent a picture of Keira Knightley to her publicist to get it autographed, and I guess he got a You know, he got it back 2 days later, FedEx, and Keira Knightley's writing him every day now.
Oh, really? See, that's funny.
Right.
That's funny.
he had no idea how it
but
got
even
there.
Then, somebody probably reads that yeah. and thinks it happened. Oh, my God, wow. You're about that.
Keira Knightley's kind of lonely.
I'll hear that this weekend.
The Onion is worth the follow, though.
Yeah.
I never clicked
absolutely.
On it. I just like the headlines.
I like the headlines, too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you get into it, they write funny stories.
Oh, yeah, they do. They flesh out the whole story.
If you get into the details.
Oh, I went around the other day. It said, anteater going to lay off fire ants for a while. That was a headline. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm looking at one here. Food Network production assistants prep Guy Fieri with a dry rub.
I wouldn't doubt if he did.
Backpack strategically placed in theft-proof corner of concert hall floor. You know, just stop.
That's
just
what they're trying to do now. Because you're right,
chuckle.
They do the Sarah Palin stuff. People are going to go, oh, you know. So
yeah, we could probably
Trump
get about
for that matter.
10 million of these if we asked. But Ken writes, sadly, about a week ago, I had to take the time to dispute at least successfully a story. A friend of mine showed me that Charles Manson was being paroled.
All right.
No, Charles Manson is not being paroled.
No, OJ is.
OJ is.
Right.
You may have confused the two.
So I hope that that gentleman was able to show the other person how to find out if a story is real.
And yeah. How do you find out if a story is real?
Well, you look into it. You see who else has repeated the story.
If that would have been true, there would be 1,000 other sources would say he was paroled. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that won't go to CNN because that's the fake news.
No, that's actually real news.
It's all of it. You can find on Petey's NHL blog.
True.
Thank you for that hit.
Yeah.
You can also find a lot of misinformation on Petey's NHL blog, and depending upon what you type in.
But that's where you have to step in and start thinking for yourself.
Yeah, or like I said, if you're not actually in the conversation, just avoid that part of the room.
Do that.
that too.
I mean, like right now, if you Google Tim Tebow's name, you would get like 15 stories that tell you he's tearing it up and one that says he sucks. So he must actually be amazing.
Right.
Wait, that's not helping
the
argument.
No, it isn't at all.
Sorry, that's my bad. That's wrong.
It's because he is amazing.
Yeah. Four homers.
No, Wilbon says he should be in NFL camp right now.
Yeah, he probably should be more than being minor league baseball.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'll give you that.
Let's be honest.
I'll give you that.
That sucks, though.
Yeah, I don't get the hate.
The Tebow hate?
I don't get the love. I don't get the love. Screw him.
Yeah. I don't
he
love
played for the
guy.
Broncos and he hates them.
Right. I just don't hate the guy.
I hate him.
And if he goes to the Mets, I don't care.
I hate him.
If the Mets want the pub, I don't care.
Yeah, they suck anyway.
Right. But the Mets probably need the pub.
They'll get booed in New York, believe me.
And it'd be fun to watch him.
It'd be great.
Fail.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah. But don't bring it back around to that. Just don't Google Tim Tebow and have your own argument.
You want to watch Tim Tebow fail, just turn on SEC Network in the fall.
We're going to play hard. Yeah. Whoever plays hardest is going to win. The team that looks the guy in the eyes and says, I'm going to do this for you. That's who's going to win today.
Hundreds of previously unreleased CIA and FBI documents related to the assassination of President JFK are available to the public for the first time. They were made available yesterday by the National Archives. There's nothing new in there.
Most of
the stuff has already been released.
And they've investigated over and over and over.
They've investigated it over and over. So there's not most of these already released. What's left is set to come out by the end of October.
I heard he's still alive.
Did you?
Yeah.
I have heard that.
I have, yes. He'd be like 100, though, I believe. Or 90, 80-some, right? No, 90-some, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to get into one of the most horrible stories ever? No. This is not funny. This is not funny. I'm asking you, do you want to get into the story because you have heard about it? It's the story of that group of Florida teenagers who recorded the guy drowning.
You know what? Only because I haven't really...
On video.
I saw the headline and I didn't click onto it because I figured it was horrible.
Yeah.
This is real?
Yeah.
Where was he drowning?
In a pond. About, 60, 70 yards away, maybe.
Were they yelling at the guy?
The guy was yelling, and they were laughing at him.
Yeah. Oh,
and how old a guy is he? Or was he?
I'm not sure.
Are they charged? Because they videotaped
him,
right?
See, here's the trouble.
There's no crime.
In Florida, there is no law that says you have to help someone.
Is that a law anywhere?
Yeah.
There's a Good Samaritan law? Mm-hmm. There should be one.
Yeah.
You at least have to try. I'm not saying run in front of a bear. But this situation, you could help the guy.
Well, you could at least call 911.
Yeah, you might not be able to swim, so you won't go out and get him. But
five of them.
You call 911.
Five of them did absolutely nothing, filmed him, laughed at him while he drowned.
This is bad people. All five of these people were bad. I tell my son all the time, I said, if you ever hang out with guys, we all know guys, not necessarily this bad. I've known some badasses in my day, and they would have helped this guy. But I'm saying, there's got to be somebody in the group, I always tell my son, that has to say, no, guys, this ain't a good idea. I said, you be that guy. I said, I know you got a couple good buddies. I know you got a couple crazy buddies. As you get older, you will. And I'm not saying don't be friends with the crazy guys, because they're fun.
Right.
Sometimes you work with them.
But somebody has to say, hey, guys, we shouldn't do that. And in this situation, one of those five douchebags should be, hey, guys, we got
to
help them.
They might get charged with failing to report a death. That's a misdemeanor.
All right.
Huh. Yeah,
maybe.
When I saw the headline, I didn't want to click into the horrible details.
But just
the mindset
right.
of the
That's
whole
what I mean.
Thing.
One person has to say, if you have five damaged kids, one kid's got to say, hey, dudes, we got to help the guy.
But they're all five thinking, oh, this will be some really cool video that I can post up on the social media.
Yeah.
And that takes priority over making a phone call because that's a human life in front of you.
Right. Yeah. Unbelievable.
When you say teenagers, we talking like 13, 14, or 18, 19?
I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, too young to be named.
Sure, their parents are proud.
14 to 16.
Yeah, their parents
age
are real
14
proud.
To 16.
Jesus.
I mean, somebody instilled in them no value of life.
None. Zero.
None.
They obviously don't value their own life either.
No, they would help some. They would help one of their own buddies.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, they probably would have been more inclined to videotape it.
Well, maybe.
Out of England, five police officers out of South Yorkshire.
What do we say now? We can't really say videotape anymore because it's on the phone.
Record.
Okay. Because I'm guilty of that, too.
Yes.
I'm videotaping that.
I'm betaing that last night.
What are you talking about, Grandpa? Okay, I'm recording.
More videotape issues here.
Right, here's another email. Maybe they took the Corey. Maybe they took the I wouldn't save a guy to quit drinking quiz. No. Probably not.
No.
Five Yorkshire police officers out of England on trial for using the police helicopter's video camera to film a swinger couple knocking some out in their garden.
Yeah.
Naturists on a campsite and people sunbathing nude. They allegedly filmed swingers having sex on the patio of their house. The couple put on a show for the officers as the woman waved at the aircraft at one point during the 8-minute recording and engaged in a number of sex acts and positions. The prosecutor showed the jury the footage.
What's illegal about this?
It's cops, and they shouldn't
The cops. No. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's cops.
Those guys are bored sometimes.
It's cops.
Sure. Hey, there's no crime. Hey, there's skin.
And you should justify the reason you have a helicopter. They probably don't use it a lot.
Right.
And those things are
expensive.
Well,
they might have been looking for something else. We don't see it. We're cruising by. Somebody's knocking it out. Check it out.
Butter and hover, barf.
They're expensive to maintain. Craig and I need one to go see the the path of totality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're hearing reports now. Traffic will just be jammed. Will just be crazy.
We're not going to be in line.
Along the path
you should
of
be
totality.
Fine. A lot of people aren't. You're right. It's going to be too crowded. So just watch it from your yard. All right.
Yeah, but we're not in the path.
Of totality.
No.
I know. I wish we were.
That is the place to be, man.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.